No peace without work. No jobs, no peace. That was the Bogside's message to Mr. Richard Sharples, Minister of State, at the Home Office during his tour of Derry yesterday. After an hour talking to unemployed men on street corners and people standing at their doors in the Bogside, he seemed to agree. I think the underlying problem is that of jobs, particularly shortage of opportunities for school leavers. Mr. John Hume, MP, who accompanied Mr. Sharples on his visit, said, "The main thing I wanted to impress on the minister was the unemployment problem and to press the urgent need for action." At Rossville Street, the minister was approached by Mr. Eamon McCann, chairman of the Derry Labour Party, who bluntly told him, "I feel you are only fulfilling a public relations exercise, but if you come here with factories, you are welcome." End gerrymander, minister told. Nationalist MP Mr. John Caron put the case for a drastic reform of local government in Fermanagh to Mr. Richard Sharples, who visited the county yesterday. Mr. Caron said the unionist minority was represented by 35 councillors, while the nationalist majority was represented by only 17. Blast victims' IRA funeral. The Belfast man killed in an explosion at an electricity transformer was buried in the Republican plot at Milltown Cemetery yesterday. He was Mr. Michael Kane, a 45-year-old labourer. About 1,000 mourners walked behind his remains from St. Patrick's Church in Donegal Street. Crowds of Protestants gathered at Peter's Hill and were contained by RUC and military police as the funeral passed. In a brief oration, Mr. Sean Stevenson, the provisional IRA leader, Sean McStephen, said that another patriot had made the supreme sacrifice because of the great evil of British rule. Petticoat Peace Brigade for Belfast. A petticoat brigade to help ensure community peace may soon be operating throughout the Belfast area. Last night, 20 women, including some from Ballymurphy, Craigah, North Belfast and Lisburn, met at the invitation of Protestant and Catholic Encounter Pace and talked about peace and how they could bring their influence to bear. Trinity ban goes. The ban on Catholics attending Trinity College, Dublin, has been lifted officially. An announcement from Ara Coley, Armagh, residence of Cardinal Conway, said the Holy See had given the necessary approval to the repeal of Statute 287 of the Maynooth Synod. Dr. Phoenix notes, as the civil rights reforms continued to work themselves through, these reports highlighted the growing gulf between Hume's constitutional nationalism and the IRA's campaign. In an increasingly militarized situation, there was little space for the well-meaning Petticoat Brigade.